This is Catherine Sale reporting for ISIS. European polyethylene producers are seeking margin recovery in July, with concerns throughout the year over the spread between ethylene and polyethylene. The upstream contract settled last week with a €15 per tonne reduction in ethylene for July. PE producers had already made their intentions clear before this, separately discussing rollover targets. In the polypropylene market, targets for July have not yet fully emerged, with many players still digesting the propylene settlement, which only happened late last week. Propylene settled at a rollover for July. Both PE and PP players had been hesitant leading up to the settlements, with uncertainty over the upstream pricing direction, which slowed trading activity. There is expected to be an uptick in action on the spot market this week, although demand may falter later in the month as the holiday season kicks in. Supply and demand will also impact the July contract talks, and while orders for July look healthy at this point, there will be some softening in levels in parts of Europe in July and August. Supply overall for PE is balanced, with both the low density and the linear low density markets well supplied. However, we have seen some tightness on the high density markets over the last few weeks, and this is linked to a lack of imports and also local production problems. Total declared force majeure at its HDPE facility in Grandfaville on the 22nd of June, and INEOS are also experiencing issues at La Vera following problems with the cracker. Neither outages have been officially confirmed by the producers. Some of the HD grades are also being impacted by local producers lowering output and increasing output on HDPE pipe. The HDPE pipe industry remains strong, and there's better netbacks on this grade in comparison to the other HDPE grades. Demand in general for PE is healthy, and there has been obviously the traditional uptick in demand from the food and beverage sector over the summer months. Retroactive contracts finished last week for PE, and prices settled either in line or above the monomer hike for the month. This is Catherine Sale reporting for ISIS.